All the standings and you know the situation. Does this feel like a game that as close as you've had this year to one that, okay, if you don't win this one, it's going to be almost impossible?
Well, I mean, I think it's, you know, you look at the game maybe from a different angle. I think you look at it from the fact that we're chasing St. Louis right now and Los Angeles and a couple of those teams, but we look at it like, you know, we want to win this game and close the ground on them, not if we lose this game, we're hooped sort of thing. So, no, I mean, we just look at it positively. I mean, it's going to be fun. It's going to be an intense game, and these are the games you love to play in. So, yeah, we kind of look at it from that positive standpoint.
You guys obviously consider yourselves a team that's on the way up. Do you see them as maybe a team that's had its window and it's on the way down at all, or no?
I mean, I don't think so. I mean, they've got a lot of good players over there, and, you know, they're battling for a playoff spot. I mean, the whole Western Conference, there's a lot of good teams, and they're one of those teams that's been good, and I think they still are. So, I mean, we're focused on just coming out, having a hard start, and playing a full 60. But like I said, this is the time of year you want to play in these games. This is going to be fun. So,
a game this big for a guy as young as you and as inexperienced relatively as you, how do you feel going into this one now compared to how you would have felt going into a big game, I don't know, your first few?
I think, you know, over the course of the year, probably in the first half, you know, there's a little more nerves at times. I mean, especially in the first few games, but after that kind of settled in, and I feel like, you know, experience is priceless. You know, you just have the chance to play in games, big games, arenas, against top players, things like that, and you get more confident. But for me, obviously, still learning lots every day and trying to get better, but that maybe that nervousness, I mean, the excitement to play is always there, but that nervousness maybe that was there in the first few games when you're a young guy, I feel pretty calm now.
And is that nervousness, you think that was from hoping you could do it and now you know you can?
I think perhaps. I mean, the first few games, I think you're just nervous because it's the NHL and it's what you always wanted to do, and now you're there. So, yeah, I mean, you know, you believe in yourself, but until you're there and you're playing at that level, I guess you don't know how you're going to do. But, you know, I've been happy with my progress this year and confident that, you know, with how I'm playing right now, and, you know, still have lots of room to grow, but been fortunate to have good partners and lots of opportunity to play. And as a young guy, that's all you can ask for.
Have you pleasantly surprised yourself even, or no?
I mean, I think most of the guys in this room would say the biggest critics on themselves are themselves. So, you know, I've always set high expectations, but, you know, I just kind of try to take it day by day and go with the flow. And it's been a lot of fun just seeing, going up and testing yourself against, you know, some of the best players in the world and in some big games, big situations. And, you know, that's what I love about the sport. It's testing yourself and competing on the highest level, and that's what I love to do. So it's been a lot of fun.
Last one for me. They've hooked you up with Jacob here recently and made no bones about it that they see you as a long-term potential pairing. You know, what's the prospect of that mean to you in Soundwave?
It's fun. I mean, you know, it's funny. Back when I got drafted, and, you know, that was something that always had been talked about in the media, was Troops and I eventually playing together perhaps. And things change a lot over time. I mean, you know, pairings change, things like that. But playing with Troops is awesome. I mean, I think we complement each other well. You know, he's an outstanding player, and obviously the handedness fits as well, left, right, which is nice. So, yeah, I mean, hope to be able to do that with him for a long time. That'd be fun.
Do you see you being the offensive guy in that pairing, or are you guys both a bit of each, or how, you know, how does that play off?
Yeah, I think we both have those abilities. And I think for us, it's, you know, working off each other. I mean, you know, Troops has offense, and I think I have some of that flair as well. And you know, we both like to play a solid defensive game. I think we both like to play physical and play with a little bit of an edge. So, yeah, I think we kind of complement each other well, and, you know, it's a fun guy to play with.